Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Dakota Dome in Vermilion will host the 2020 South Dakota State High School Football Championships beginning Thursday. Each game can be seen on SDPB-TV1 and SDNet at its respective time. Calling the 11-man games is Craig Maddock and Curtis Riggs. We'll talk to Craig in a few moments. The 9-man games are called by Steve Toome and J.J. Hartigan, and SDPB Steve Toome is with us now on the phone. Hey, Steve, welcome back to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Great to be back and great to be talking football.
Yeah, all right. So this has been a very interesting year for many of these football teams as they battle COVID-19 and possibilities of forfeiture and all kinds of things. Just getting a team on the field has been a challenge. Tell me a little bit about how that has affected some of these teams as they head to the Dakota Dome.
Well, obviously, they got to be very careful with, you know, who they come in contact with on a daily basis. Some teams have had to cancel a number of games. Del Rapids St. Mary has only played 9 games all year, and I think that's a record for the fewest games ever played by a team that made it to the Dome. They had a bit of a break in the middle of the season because they had a bye week, and then they had to cancel some games. So they had a little bit of a break, which seems to have rejuvenated that team. They started off slow. But they have come on very strong, getting some big playoff wins, including on the road against Kadoka area. They're matched up in the 9B game against the Warbirds of Wolsey-Wessington, who've only played 10 games all year. There's just nothing to do. I've talked with a number of coaches and athletic directors, and, you know, there's no precedent to go for. We're all in uncharted territory here, and I really feel for the coaches at the college and high school level and the athletic directors. They've just... You know, they're trying their best, and I think overall, I mean, the fact that we do have some championship games being played and you know, mm-hmm. the fact that, you know, college sports are going on too, I think we're pretty darn lucky.
Yeah, that was no guarantee. Well, let's stick with that 9B championship game. Tell me a little bit about Wolsey, Wessington, and Del Rapids St. Mary. What kind of teams are going to be on the field on Thursday?
The Warbirds, which truly is one of the great monikers in high school sports, they've been to the Dome pretty frequently over the years. Gordon Hooks has got that program rolling, and they have a really, really good quarterback in Corbin Harmeyer. He's thrown for over 1,700 yards, 16 touchdowns, but he's thrown 10 interceptions on the year. The man on the ground that makes it happen is Marty Gohn, who can throw the football. They'll put him all over the field. He has over 1,100 yards rushing and 16 rushing touchdowns on the year. Meanwhile, for Del St. Mary, they got that big win on the road at Kadoka. They were down with 5 minutes to go, but they managed to turn it around, and their main man is Connor Libous. He's their main running back, over 1,200 yards rushing, 20 rushing touchdowns on the year. Interesting to note that Del St. Mary, in their first playoff game, they had a forfeit. Bison was unable to field the team. They beat Faith and by 18 points, and then that come-from-behind 30-28 win. For Del St. Mary, it's been a few years, 11 years since they've been to the Dome. The Cardinals have never won a state championship on the football field.
All right, that game is Thursday, November 12th at 3 p.m. Central. Let's talk about Class 9A championship game. We've got the Monarchs against Canastota Freedom. Canastota, yes. Freeman, tell me a little bit about how those teams ended up in the Dome.
Well, Canastota Freeman had a rematch against Howard. That was their only loss of the year. That was the semifinal, and from what I understand, I talked to somebody who was at that game, it was a grinded-out slugfest, teams battling in the middle of the field, and Canastota Freeman managed to break through a couple of times. They won 12-7 in a defensive struggle. A lot of history there with Canastota. They've been to the Dome pretty frequently. Of course, Freeman, back in the 90s, they had 4 straight championships, and they won the very first ever 9A championship back in 1981. The Pride, their main man is Tice Ortman, their senior quarterback. He will run, he will throw, he is the heart and soul of that offense. And for the Warner Monarchs, their main man is their running back, Jackson McNeil. 3 touchdowns in a very impressive win by the Monarchs on the road at Wall, 26-0 in the semifinals. The Monarchs were pushed by Ipswich in Edmonds Central 20-14 in the second round. Warner has never won a football title. They were runner-up in 2012 and 2016. Ironically, the team they lost to in 2012, Canastota. But now Canastota's paired up with Freeman, and so a chance for the Monarchs to get revenge. 10-0 for the Monarchs, 10-1 for the Pride.
All right, Class 9A game Thursday, November 12th. That's at 7 p.m. Central on SDPB TV1 and SD.net. Let's look at a couple undefeated teams here for the AA.
You bet. This could be the best game of the weekend, the very first one on Thursday morning, undefeated Hamlin against undefeated Platte Geddes. Here's a little bit of history. Platte beat Hamlin in 1992 in the 11B championship, and there are four players on Platte Geddes. Their fathers played on that 92 Platte championship team. Platte was champions also in 86, and Geddes go all the way back to 1982 when they beat Wood in the 9B championship game. For Platte Geddes, they've been a co-op for a number of years in 2007-2008. Those school districts consolidated, so this is their first time at the Dome. They've been flying under the radar, the Black Panthers have. They had an exciting come-from-behind win over Viburg-Hurley, the number one team on the road, 28-22. I was at that game. Viburg-Hurley scored on their first play from scrimmage, big long run, but Platte Geddes just buckled down and just stuck to their game plan, and there were a number of key fourth down plays in that game, and Platte Geddes, on offense, they converted. On defense, they made stops. They were able to knock off the number one team in the state on the road. A great, exciting football game. Grayson Hansen, one of their main players, and also Jackson Newman. He's their main running back. Newman with over 1,000 yards and 11 rushing touchdowns on the year. Meanwhile, for Hamlin, here's your trivia. Hamlin is making their fourth different class championship game. They've won and been runner-up in 11B, a runner-up in 11A. They've been a runner-up in champions in 9B, and now they're playing in 9AA. They've been pretty much number one in the polls from start to finish, and their main player is the nephew of our governor. That's Jackson Noem. He has over 2,000 yards rushing on the year, and he has also scored 30 rushing touchdowns, 2 receiving touchdowns, 22 two-point conversions. He is the man that makes that offense go. And Hamlin defensively only giving up 9.3 points per game. Platte Geddes, on the other hand, they only
giving
up 8
points. We're going to jump in, Steve. I'm going to jump in because we got to move on. We got a lot of games to get through. That one is Thursday at 11 a.m., that AA game. Steve Toom, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you very much.